Hey guys, Nick here, and thanks for listening in on the podcast. Now, if you're interested in attracting more new customers and gaining more freedom from your business, go to barrestaurantsuccess.com/talk and book a strategy call with me to see how I can possibly help you get faster results. Welcome to the 10-Minute Bar and Restaurant Breakthrough Podcast, where successful bar and restaurant owners and managers go to get ahead in business and in life. If you're looking for cutting-edge, brand-new strategies, promotions, and systems to make more money, leverage your time, and dominate your competition, then this podcast is for you. Hey, what's up guys? Nick Fosberg here, and today I'm gonna share with you the marketing message that you must have implemented into your business if you really wanna stand out from your competition, all right? What is it? Well, it's what I like to call an indoctrination campaign, and it's typically used with a email autoresponder, meaning, you know, someone signs up online to your VIP program, loyalty program, newsletter, whatever it may be, but they go on your email list, right? But then what you could do is you could set up automated emails to follow up with them right after they sign up for whatever it is. And that first follow-up message should be a indoctrination campaign or a series of messages. And I like to tell people to think of this as maybe your first handshake with a brand new customer, right? Your very first conversation you have with them, but it's done in an automated, you know, fashion through email marketing, right? And the goal of this campaign is to get this, to build instant trust credibility with them, is to start forming a relationship with them before they ever step foot into your doors. And by doing this, you increase the chances of them even coming in because they feel some type of connection, relationship with you from the very beginning, right? So what should you say within your indoctrination campaign? Well, let me ask you this, you know, what do you feel is the most important stuff you want them to know about you and your business? Okay, here's what I do. I introduce myself, I talk a little bit about my family, I tell them what kind of experience they're gonna have when they come in the door, and I also tell them, you know, why we're different from the competition. And I also tell them that if they are to ever step foot in our doors and have a bad experience, that I want to know about it. I want them to personally reach out to me so I can fix the situation. This is really important to do because, you know, let's face it, mistakes happen in this business. We're not perfect. And by them knowing you care enough about their experience from day one, they will always remember that. And why are they going to remember this? Because again, think about it. I mean, you are marketing, you're communicating with them in a completely different way than the competition is. You're going to stand out. That's always going to stick in their head. If you'd like to learn more about how to apply an indoctrination series into your business, you know, and win over more new customers, just click the link below or go to nix100.com. That's nix100.com. Get my free report, the 180-20 marketing formula. And if you got some value from this, please share it. Send the video off to someone who could benefit from it. Subscribe to our channels to keep getting more tips and strategies to grow your bar restaurant business. We'll see you on the next episode.